Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Mross and Brian Swanson.
Are we there yet? I think we're there.
We are here. Hi, my name is Michelle Mross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
From the porch.
Not proverbial. We are here.
Oh, yeah. I missed that one. Anyhow, what are we talking about today?
I don't know. What are we talking about? That's a really bad habit that you keep forgetting what we're talking about.
That was really bad, you know? We're going to talk about bad habits today. Not only the fact that we should all gather around and figure out what our bad habits are, but figuring out are some of our bad habits actually good habits? And then if you have a bad habit, did it start off as a good habit? And can we change those habits? Does that all make sense?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, you want control? I'll give you control over here.
I can because you're having problems with your left hand.
I guess because I don't want to stab myself with the desk that's over here.
So before we go to our bad habit talk, we will recognize our sponsors. I Build SEO, Midroll, A2 Promos, which is A Squared Promos. So A2Promos.com does all the swag needs. Then we have Ink182.com, who do all the embroidery and screen printing needs. And then, of course, we have Embellished Butterfly, which does all of these really cool blingy things, including cups and glasses and clothes and bracelets and cuffs, you name it, they do it. And then europeanheels.com/discount/Marcel for all of the really cool comfy shoes that I love to wear. How do they find us?
Oh, there you go. There you go. You can find us on Facebook and Rumble and YouTube. And then, of course, all of your favorite podcast formats, such as Apple and iTunes and, you know, Spotify, all those sorts of things.
And if you're watching us on Facebook, please go to YouTube or go to our page, denimandpearlslive.com, and then find the links to our YouTube and subscribe. We can always use more subscribers. It's always a great thing. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to subscribe. Habits.
So habits of bad.
What's the song?
It's called Bad Habits.
Bad.
I have no idea even who it's by. I just know there's a song out there called Bad
Habits. I've got bad medicine. That's all I've got in my head.
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's on the top charts right now.
Oh, really?
It's called Bad Habits, yes.
Bad Habits. So do you have bad habits?
Yeah.
What constitutes a bad habit? So to you, it may be a great habit. And then other people are like, that's a really bad habit you
so
have.
So in other words, again, like we always talk about, it is a matter of perspective.
It's all perspective.
It's all perspective. You know, there's, okay, I'll give you the one that's probably the prime example that everybody thinks about when they think about bad habits. Drinking and smoking. Those are all.
Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Don't drink, don't smoke. Okay, sorry.
Okay. So those are probably our two typical ones. And then you can add in drugs. And those are the things that we think of when we think of bad habits.
Like bad to the bone?
No. Bad to the bone is a good thing.
Okay.
Depends on what era you're from. But we think of those as smoking is a bad habit. Those are all bad habits because they're not good for us and things like that. But there's other people who say, why? I've been smoking since I was like 10. Why is that bad? I have to enjoy it that way. You know, whatever these comments may be.
Well, and it depends on, and we've had that discussion about long-term. The cigarette habit may be good for you now because it stops you from eating your nails to the core, you know, or it stops you from eating, you know, three pizzas and a burger and then a big gulp or something. You know, that part's good.
It's a bad dietary habit,
but it's a bad dietary habit. And long term, it may catch you.
It may. But there's always that other side of the curve, too, where grandma's 110 years old. So what do you owe to a great long life? Cigars and whiskey.
Because what it is, it's a stress relief. So really what the basic line about don't smoke, it's going to be bad for your health is, it's bad for your health. No. But that weighing in a person's life is, I used to be a major smoker.
Not you. That's not possible. I feel like the little kid that just figured out his mom was a race car driver.
I was a big smoker. I got kicked out of my house early in life and I couldn't afford food. But back when I was younger, when I was, 17, 18, cigarettes were cheaper than food. So I would buy cigarettes. And when I was hungry, I would smoke. Right. And that's what I did. I replaced food with smoking. And then my boyfriend from high school found out I was a smoker. And he said, I don't like smoking.
Did he drop you like a bad habit?
He said, he didn't say it, but he ensued that he
I had to use that phrase.
Basically, he would never kiss an ashtray. And so when he asked me to marry him, I had a choice. Either I kept smoking cigarettes and hiding them from him, or I stopped and married him. And so the day I picked him up at the airport in Omaha, Nebraska.
Apparently the cigarettes were worth more than Nikki.
Yes. I drove to the airport to pick him up, sprayed myself down with like baby love fresh.
Oh, whatever, I remember that's right, that stuff. Yeah, from the 80s.
Aired myself out on the way to the airport and then picked him up and didn't smoke again. Yeah. So it was crazy. So it was a what was more important to me at the time. So if you have a bad habit, what's your excuse for keeping that bad habit? Do you consider it a bad habit? And other people consider it a bad habit. And how do these bad habits affect your business?
Okay. I want to make one thing clear here. We're not talking about just drinking, smoking, and all those other things that we typically think of as bad habits.
No,
I'm talking about those bad habits of, I don't know. Maybe you have a bad habit of writing very lengthy emails to people.
I have a bad habit. Yeah. I have a bad habit of over expecting things from myself and therefore from others. And so I have to pull back of saying, okay, I'm an overachiever. Not everyone is that high overachiever. And when I do, why did they wait? I'm expecting them to act like me. If I want it to be like me, then I should do it.
Right.
Or find someone to my equivalent that I would be happy with. And so I have to pull myself back and do, not everybody jumps blindly and leaps into an abyss like I do and then hopes to catch a wind somewhere in the middle.
Well, even if you go just to leadership roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a big, this collar is driving me crazy.
Marcel's complaining that I switched from yellow to black. I'll go back to my yellow later. I'll tell you later why. Anyway. I have to eat an M&M because you said that.
Now, what was I talking about? You interrupted, you squirreled me.
Not bad habits in business, long emails. What?
Oh, leadership. Leadership. When it comes to leadership, a lot of times we look at leadership as we've got to tell people what to do and how to do it. Well, some of the leadership qualities, or a good portion of it, is doing what you say or setting the example. So if your habits are bad, guess what? Those followers of yours are going to have the same bad habits. Now, they can be good habits at a certain point, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about too, because if they become habits, then you constantly do them and you see a point where it comes down to the end where it's like, okay, it's time to get rid of these, but I can't. They're still a habit. So it in other words, that habit is outdated. You finding anything good over there?
No, I'm making sure no one's making comments on my page.
Oh, just Marcel.
Yeah, that one came over. Okay.
So, Michael even says hard habit to break. Now, there would have been a good song.
He's
title.
Saying that he's a hard habit to break. That's why.
Well, that's because his ego's all puffed up. Because I told him earlier that he was buff. On another podcast.
You're a hard habit to break.
So his ego's like this right now.
Well, the thing is, it's all about perspective again. I mean, many of you who watched my journey have seen me go from 300 and something odd pounds to who I am today. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of habits I had to learn to break. And some of them were actually good habits. So like a good habit that I had to break was I went to the gym every day and I'd work out like a maniac for 2 hours, like burn as many calories. I would be on that machine for hours, but I never fed myself before I went.
No.
I never fed myself when I came out, and my body went to starvation mode because it didn't see nutrition come in. Mm-hmm. So what I was doing is I was making myself heavier because my body was starving for nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn how to eat. And so
we all do.
We all do. And so I found people who helped me regulate how I ate. And then when I worked out, I realized at 50, I couldn't work out for 2 hours and expect my body to respond like it did when I was 20. At 50, my body only wanted about 40 minutes of cardio. The rest of it, it wanted weights. It wanted strengthening. And then it works. Your body works differently. Trust me, when you get in the 50s, your body works differently than before when I was young. I want to drop 10 pounds and I eat an apple for a day and I drop 20 pounds. And it was like easy. But now it's like I eat an apple and I gain 5 pounds. It's like, huh? So good habits, bad habits. I thought I had a good habit and what I was doing was torturing my body. It was actually a bad habit. So what do you do in your life that you consider a good habit that other people have said are bad habits?
Well, I'm thinking of crazy little things like you're talking about food. There's such a thing as having an overabundance of stuff because of the habit. So in my head, I've got this picture of carrots.
Okay.
So if you were somebody who said, I'm going to eat healthy, so I'm going to start eating carrots. And you go through 3 pounds of carrots a day.
You're going to turn orange.
You're going to turn orange. I don't know if it's actually bad for you at that point. I mean, because even water can be bad for you, believe it or not.
Well, remember there was that tea.
Too much water.
There was a radio show where they had a who could drink the most water. And this woman drank a lot of water and she drowned.
Yeah. Well, you can
oversaturated herself with water. Her body actually couldn't handle it.
You can actually get drunk off of water. And a lot of people don't know that, but it takes like 3 or 4 gallon at a time in order to do that. But what it does is it gets into your blood system and then it shuts off the travel of the oxygen to your brain and your brain starts going, woohoo.
Oh, another habit that I had to break, and especially for my business, I was really, really good at putting myself down. And so whenever something would happen, let's say I had a client come up to me and they would want to do something or work with me or whatever, my bad habit would be, well, you know, I'm good, but you should really talk to so-and-so because they're better than me. And they do what?
Huh?
I do, well, I'm good, but I think you might need that person more than me. And they'd say, but I want to work with you. I'd say, well, you can work with me, but I used to always push people away.
Well,
I was afraid.
Yeah, that's one of those things I brought up on stage the other day. We brought it up as, what are you worth? What do you think you're worth?
You had to change that mindset.
So you have to change that mindset. And if you don't look at it from a perspective, I'm worth more than that, or my time is worth. It's just like the example I gave on stage about somebody that wanted me to do a performance, a DJ performance, and then wants to pay me $19 an hour. It's like, well, at this age, I'm looking at it. One, I don't have to have the money. I do this for fun. Second of all, I'm not driving all the way across town, putting 32 years worth of experience into it so that you can make a whole bunch of money and pay me $19 an hour. It's not going to happen. But I got to thinking about it after I made those comments and stuff. What if it would have been 15 years ago?
You would have jumped on it.
I would have said, hey, why not? Mm-hmm. Now I look at it from a business perspective of, am I worth more than $19 an hour, number one, which I definitely am, in my opinion.
Well, just like when people say, can you come speak at our conference? We'll buy your lunch.
Yeah.
Me about 6 years ago would have said yes. Me nowadays, no way.
Yeah. And I think some of it has to do with who it's for and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. If it's a nonprofit organization,
well,
sometimes you feel like doing it for nothing.
Well, Valentine's soiree, right. I volunteered my time. Why? Because it had a great cause behind it. And there was reasons I thought would be, it outweighed money.
So what we're talking beer is, we're talking beer. What we're talking about is those were habits that we had. We figured out that they're probably not a good habit.
Correct.
Don't necessarily mean bad.
You adjusted them.
They weren't good for us, so we made those adjustments. And it goes right back to our topic.
So what habit do you have that you need to adjust? I know someone over here who has a great justification for one of his habits. He'd do, oh, you dummy. And
talking about myself?
Be kind to yourself, okay? A lot of us do that. Oh, I did that. I'm stupid again. I did that. And what you really want to say is, I did that stupid habit, or I that button I pushed, that was not a smart move. Those kind of things are really what you're saying. So you have to make sure you say things. I should not have pushed that button. Not a good button. Not, I'm a bad person.
Well, I usually do that. I mean, like, well, that was a stupid move.
But just a lot. I hear a lot of people do that. I mean,
there are. And sometimes, I also see people who, and I'm just as guilty because I used to do it a lot. I'm not as bad about it now, though, is you put yourself down in order to be funny. Okay. You put yourself down in order to be funny. So somebody looks at you and, you know, says something and you go, well, you know, that's the kind of stupid stuff that I always do. I'm just as ugly as ever too. Yeah. Don't do that. Whatever. Don't do that. I see a lot of, I'm not as bad about that as I used to be, but I used to do it for the comedy, the friendship.
Or lessen the stress.
Whatever. I used to do it a lot. You know,
or Marcel says circumstance and maturity changes the way we think about things. Oh, and it does. Yeah. That's just, you know, series of unfortunate events. Basically, it's basically you figure it out.
How many other titles can we come up with today?
But what I'm saying are habits that you have now, the things that you are doing in your business that could be affecting your business are things that you want to keep in mind. And if someone has told you something from the side, start paying attention to it and see if it's truly a habit that you do that may be affecting your business. Like I told you with mine, I would turn business away.
What?
And I didn't even know I was doing it.
I got some really cool stuff that we can cover after the commercial, though.
Okay, let's do it.
It's because we're going to talk on the personal side, right?
Yes, we have to, because it fits more in the personal.
Yeah. I'm going to have some fun with this one.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter. And we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
Contractors, do you need better cash flow, quality leads, better projects? Rise above your competition by proving you do better work. Make a solid first impression with strong reviews. Establish your credibility by showcasing your skills. Extend your reach so you can land better jobs with better clients. iBuild SEO will set you up for success with your search engine optimization, website development, social media marketing, content marketing, reputation management, review request system, with the power of more utilizing the construction contractor's digital dominance method. Book your time to speak with us today at iBuildSEO.com and click on the Get Started Now button.
Hi, my name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We're Denim and Pearls. Thank you for staying with us. And if you're new to the program, thanks for joining us.
Yes, yes. So we covered a lot of business habits up front. So now we want to cover the personal habits.
Okay,
and I don't mean the smoking and stuff. I'm going to get a little bit deeper.
Well, the reason smoking was in the business side is because smoking affects your business.
Oh, it very well can. Yeah. And you bring up a good point. At one time, I used to go from house to house to do financial things. Okay. I sit down at the kitchen table and talk to people about their money and blah, 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 blah. Well, I found out that if you leave that situation and you go to your car and you do something like one jump for joy, like you just made a great big sale, people will turn off because of that, because they saw you in your car.
Or if they smell smoke on you.
They smell smoke going in. But if they actually see you light up a cigarette on the way to the car and they're anti-smokers, you can lose the business that you just did and you don't know why, because they won't tell you why.
Or if you come in smelling like smoke, they may not do business with you, because how can you talk about whatever when you smoke?
I don't do health insurance.
But whatever. But that's why that was in that first part. The same with alcohol. As a speaker, we go to conferences, we go to parties, when blah, blah, blah. I tend to drink tonic water, and people drink and they're meeting the speaker and they're like, oh, the speaker is so awesome. And then that speaker has way too many drinks and then starts hitting on people and acting like a jerk. And then instantly your credibility is gone.
Well, so that's where I think you need to, I don't see a problem with having a drink or two.
No, you have to know your limit is what I said.
But you also have to know your character.
Yeah.
Because if you have a character that hits on women or dudes or whatever, that's not appropriate for that venue or that meeting or whatever it is.
In other words, if you can't handle your alcohol, don't do it.
Exactly. Or if you feel like you're going to beat up anybody.
Because it's the same thing as you could do whatever. I mean, we go to karaoke every Friday night. He's the KJ out at, where are we?
Stones.
At Stones in Colorado Springs. We drink, we sing, we have a great time, but we also know our limit. We're not going to be out there and woohoo, tequila days. No, we're not doing that. We are singing and we're having a great time.
I don't care how much alcohol I have, I'm not taking my clothes off.
But that's what I'm saying is there's a limit because we know ourselves. So when you're out and doing that, no matter what business you're in, know your limits.
Right.
Know what habits you have and what bad habits you have and how to control those. Now, back to business.
What no, you, back to personal.
Back to personal. What were you thinking of?
I'm thinking of the little things that we do on a daily basis. I'm thinking of which way does a toilet roll go? Over the top or underneath?
Over the top.
You know, those are the kind of interesting habits that I'm thinking of.
Well, I'm sure my husband has one where I always use the same two coffee cups.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my teacup. Yeah, it's got a press that keeps my tea leaves in there. And then I have the other one for coffee. And when I use them, I just rinse them and I put them on the side of the sink mm-hmm. because I'm coming back for it.
Right.
And then,
but then he puts it in the
he'll wash it. And I'm like, you put soap in my teacup? Oh, he's yeah. like, I had to clean it. I didn't put, I'm yeah. coming back.
Well, that it used to be really bad. I mean, the materials that we have today for cups and stuff like
yeah,
that
these are nice.
Does not absorb the soap like it used to, because I used to hate it when my kids or my wife would put my coffee cup in the dishwasher
and it tastes like,
taste like soap every time you took a drink.
Yeah, I think that's where my thing came from is I just keep the same cup until I'm completely done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just covet and hold on to it so he doesn't wash it.
Julie gets upset because she'll take the wife. She takes a glass, she fills it up with water, she sets it down, and then she comes back and it's gone.
Oh, so you do it to her too?
Oh, the kids do it to her too, because we fill the dishwasher, we grab all the dirty dishes, we grab whatever's sitting out, they go into the dishwasher.
And see, Michael washes and puts them directly in the dishwasher, and I always just leave mine out.
Yeah, my mom was always that way. Where so she that's my picks it up and it goes. One thing's in the sink, it goes. What?
Marcel says her water tumblers. See, I use the same one over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
What other personal habits do you have?
Michael says over the top too.
Yeah, that's why we're married.
So, Michael, do you leave the toilet seat up?
Yes. My thing is, with that whole toilet seat up and down thing, he has just as much responsibility to lift it for himself as I have responsibility to put it down for myself.
Well, I won't go to the toilet, but I will take the shower head in our shower. I'm taller than my wife, of course, so I always move it up. Well, then I move it up sometimes that she can't reach it.
See, our shower has a lower one, so I can get to it. But anyways, they're all little bitty habits. So between that, or what's the other? I love like my pre-flight checked father-in-law. He was a pilot. So when we go into the car, his habit is he checks the pressure of the tires, the all the things are working. He turns on, make sure the lights mm-hmm. are. I mean, he really does this pre-flight check in his car. And now he's got a Tesla. So he turns it on and the computer says, everything's working fine. He goes, oh, at elevation of this and this
nice.
Pressure is this. He can see everything he's been checking on. It's hilarious. But it's his habit. He's used to making sure everything's right. Before you take off. Be it in an airplane or in a car.
Well, we were that way when we were taught at the driving school, you know, always check around your area, check your tires and stuff like that before you get in a car. How many people actually do that, though?
Marcel, you've caused a habit of mine.
Shoes. She's talking about purses. But
she's talking about purses.
But shoes.
But she has caused a shoe habit with Michelle Moras with European heels. And so
I don't think Marcel would be in business if it wasn't for you. How many pairs do you have now? One for everyday occasion. Do you have one for running?
I wear them all for running.
Go out for a jog in heels.
But yes, you may have a ton of purses, but you always default to one. With me, I always default to the same little wallet. I don't know why I own a purse, because I always carry everything in my wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Only reason I carry a purse is to put my sunglasses in, which is where my sunglasses are right now.
Yeah, and I don't have mine either.
And I packed them in my luggage, so I don't have my sunglasses. Just so crazy, crazy, crazy habits that are normal to you, and some people do. Quirky.
Yes. I don't know what I was looking for. I'm just looking for things to push.
So, bad habits. Not necessarily have to be bad, but what other habits? Do you have good habits? Do you have good habits?
Well, there's always, we always have good habits. I don't have anything that's good, but...
We always have good habits. I have nothing that's good.
I don't think of any good.
Brian is always very good with his habit of taking care of all electronics and sound systems. He knows he does that pre-flight check on sound.
I mean, well, he's doing other things too.
Yeah, but he can hear things and he can fix things. He's making a garden in his yard right now. Remember, I met him while he was putting rock in his front yard. Now I'm hanging out with him while he's putting dirt in his backyard.
That dirt's already done though.
Oh, really?
Cassie planted her seeds, wildflower seeds, the other day. Aww. Well, I will say, as one of those bad habits, that's not one of those things that sticks out. I have a bad habit of being too nice. Mm. I mean, it sounds like cliche, but I do. I have a way of being acceptable to a lot of things. I have a line of patience that's insane.
Cellophane.
Well, I wasn't going there, but
he's so nice that he kind of disappears sometimes.
Right. You know, people take advantage of that or unconsciously take advantage of that sometimes because, well, if I do it for this guy's going to be mad. If I do it for Brian, Brian's not going to care.
Yeah, so it's okay. We can do that. So we can abuse him.
We can abuse him. He'll be fine and dandy with it. So sometimes, yeah, I do have a bad habit of being too nice. Mm-hmm. Or too acceptable of things.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that problem anymore.
No, I won't call you that.
No, I'm not. I'm not a terrible person.
You bad name you.
I definitely have lines, though. I definitely have boundaries, and boundaries are always a very good habit to get into. Mm-hmm. Now, what other kind of things? So good habits, bad habits. I think I have a bad habit of what? Always wanting to sing. Is that a bad habit?
I don't know if that's a habit. I don't think that's a habit.
It's kind of an addiction.
Well, you kind of do it everywhere.
Yeah, I sing everywhere.
You kind of do it when you go on stage first thing and all those other kind of stuff.
But because singing is my release. So my habit when I go on stage is either I sing or I say something big and loud or whatever, because I need to either smile, laugh, or giggle before I start speaking. And what does that for me is singing. So my good habit is that I always sing.
Yeah. Well, I think we all get into those patterns, especially getting up on stage and stuff, because my first three words are the hardest thing for me to come up with. And that's where I'm nervous. And that's the only reason why I'm nervous, because as soon as I say those three words, I'm done. I'm good all the way across. And it's a split second. Mm-hmm. It honestly is to say three words. It's a split second. But then all the nerves just calm out and the butterflies go away and all those other kind of things. So before we get to the end of this, though, one of the things that is in our little statement for what our show is today is, can you change those habits? And how do you change those habits?
I'm a perfect example of changing many, many habits.
There we go.
You know what you do?
You take that's one like yoga or something.
It's yoga.
Meditating.
Well, honestly, I'm a compilation of me changing lots of habits. I mean, that's how I've changed over the past several years. I changed a lot of habits in my life, but here it is. You take one habit at a time and you choose. Do I want it or do I not?
Right.
And when you don't want it, you just cut it. Don't slowly pull it off. Maybe. No, you just do it or do not. Like Yoda says, you rip the Band-Aid off. It's like, okay, I don't want to do this.
That's not what Yoda said, but what did Yoda say?
Do or do not. There is no try. And basically is what I've done. When I would assess what my life was and I do, oh, this was a bad habit. I really need to stop that. And every time I tried to stop it in little bits, okay, this time I'm just going to only have this. Oh, this time I was lessening it down. I would eat or I would do or I wasn't stopping. So I would do, as of today at 2:00, I will never touch another blah.
That's called cold turkey. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that don't work though.
It doesn't work all the time, but it's a good start.
But a good way that I've always heard is you pick the habit that you want. And then want to get rid of, and you replace it with something else that's to your liking, but it takes 28 days to get back into that habit, which means you have to do it for 28 days repetitively before it becomes a habit.
I am and was, still am actually, I just don't like them anymore. I love French fries. Oh my God, I love French fries.
And no, you love tater tots.
Yeah, I love tater tots. And so to get myself off that habit of wanting to go and get fries, is I started eating, I replaced it. Jicama, that root, have you heard of it? It's like a root, looks like a rutabaga or turnip. And in the Philippines, we would eat them. Well, anyways, they're in all the stores. I would cut them up and make them into crunchy. They look like potato. They looked like French fries. And I would put salt on them and everything. I would eat them. And it made my mind feel like it was eating a French fry because it was salty and it was crunchy.
And what are she just went back to the comments.
Tater tots. I love tater tots.
So what did you call this?
Yimica.
Yimica. Is it
J A M I A C A?
Something Yimica? Like
it's a like vegetable.
Jamaica, but not.
Yeah, but Yimica.
So is it a vegetable? Is it a fruit?
It's a vegetable. It's a root. It's a root.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. But I would eat some of those, and then I started slicing them, making them thin, so my brain would think that they were potato chips. I like salt. And that was a really big problem with me.
That's a bad habit too.
Because I love salt. Yeah. And so I had to drink more water because I was eating salt. And then I had to remove the salt, but I had to remove the need for that crunch and that salt. So I put it on Yimica instead. And that seemed to help me a lot. Interesting.
Well, you were talking earlier today too about like vegetable smoothies or something.
Thank
like
you,
that.
Marcel. That's it. J-I-C-A-M-A.
Jicama.
It's delicious.
So you were talking earlier today about smoothies or something like that, or do you remember what it was?
With Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing I thought of is, yeah, some of that stuff is really good, especially if it's not, if it's processed, if you just buy it out of the store sometimes, is the salt content that's in there. Might not have any sugar in it, but the salt content will get you.
Well, Ken, he's my publisher, my photographer. He said, oh, I'm drinking fruit smoothies. I'm just, blending up fruit. And mm-hmm. I went, be careful about that because there's a lot of sugar in fruit. As a pre-diabetic, there's only like blueberries you can eat, berries, blueberries. And so when you put in all those fruit, you're going to shoot up your glycemic right. level. And you're going to have your A1C is going to shoot off the roof because fruit is nothing but
a lot of sugar.
Sugar.
Well, yeah. What I was thinking when I heard it, I didn't hear the whole thing at the time. So what I was thinking about is those ones that you get in, those freezer mixes or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of times, soy is a problem. So is salt. Salt is a huge problem because it makes you taste it better according to,
they're preserving it.
So your chefs.
either you make it from scratch or you find something that doesn't have a lot of crap in it. Okay. I mean, I know there's a protein shake that I always drink, and I actually told Ken about it because it's so low in calories, but very, very high in protein. And when you're dropping weight, you really needed it.
Right.
Like with me, whenever we go out, he says, what do you want to do? I need protein. I need protein now. I mean, I can feel it. I need protein now.
Yeah. I know some vegans who are like that. They have to have, they can't go 3 hours without putting peanut butter in their system.
Because we burn fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're about this big around.
I'm working on it.
I'm thinking of one guy in particular.
Because I'm working on it.
Somebody I knew years ago.
If I'd stop eating M&Ms, I'd probably be better at it.
You could. This guy, there's protein in peanuts. This guy was such a diehard vegan, and he would actually burn all of his calories like in the first 3 hours of the day. And when lunch came, I couldn't extend what we were doing. Because he'd start getting the shakes.
Yeah, I get the shakes.
It's like, what the heck is wrong with you, dude? I need protein. I need to have some peanut butter and crackers. I'm like, how can you live your life that?
Usually,
because he's deprived himself is what he's doing.
Yeah, you're making your body burn.
Right.
And so my thing is, like when we're running around Newark and New York, I'm running around with Ken. And that man's like moving around like crazy. But he's eating. And I'm like, I got to eat. He is already? It's been 2 hours. I got to eat. I mean, I
right, get, but you, even when you do eat, you don't eat that much.
I know, but I need enough to keep me going right. to the next 2 hours. Right. And so it's just crazy when I start shaking. It's like, I must have protein. It must.
Right.
Or I'm going to pass out. Poor Brian's gotten used to this.
I'm at the point where I wish I could get to that point. Maybe if I got to that point, I'd lose weight.
Don't want to lose it.
Let all the calories burn it off.
And I think that's what Ken's decided. He's like, he's hanging out with me a lot and he watches me eat. He's like, every time I'm with Michelle, I drop weight because he doesn't eat the way he normally would eat when he's with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm okay. A good habit.
You're a bad habit to break. Anyway,
I'm sure Michael just said something sarcastic.
Nope, not yet. Marcel's just on a rampage today.
She's when you're with Michelle, you have to be ready to eat every couple hours. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Jennifer Myers. She's the one who taught me this habit.
Well, here's the bad part. When Ken and I are with you, you order something, you take two bites off of it and then hand the rest to us. You know, that works when you're in Martha's Vineyard, when you're sampling wine and stuff. But when it comes to food in a restaurant, that's not the best thing for us.
And Ken's like, when I'm with you, I'm pretty much a vegetarian. I know why is because I never eat enough.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Time to go. I'm sleepy now.
Yep. All right. I think that's a good point to the fact that we're probably done for the day.
Bad habits, good habits. You know what they are and you know what you need to change. Right. If you want to change them, make a choice mm-hmm. to do so. So
make it, even on the financial side, make it a habit to start saving money.
Make a habit.
Even if it's a small amount. If you don't know how, talk to a guy like me.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I got to plug in for myself this time.
You did. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Yes. And so be the best version of you. Be unapologetic about it, but make choices that are healthy for you.
Right.
Okay. And yeah, go be you. Take care.
Do you.
Yeah. We'll see you next week, Friday. Same time, same bat channel. Noon, right here. And if you
are you going to actually be here next week? You think about it. We'll talk about it.
No, I won't be. I leave Thursday.
Okay. Sounds like we're recording a show again tomorrow.
We have to record a show. Week. Yeah. We have to record a show. Okay. Because I'll be in Atlanta speaking. But if you're in the Atlanta mm-hmm. area, come out and come see me. Mm-hmm. Or if you are, write me and I'll send you the link to it. Okay. Okay.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
I'll put it in the thread. Ciao.
Peace.